What inspired you to explore the idea of creating a nonprofit or public service organization while incarcerated? So for me, aside from the proverbial lack of resources available to our incarcerated communities, and also as equally important, in my opinion, is the continued neglect and absence of these very much needed and vital resources for our disadvantaged inner city communities where a high percentage of us incarcerated individuals literally come from. So I believe that this form of systemic negligence and strategy designed to purposely deny a class of people equal access to the knowledge of creating these highly beneficial nonprofits only compounds the obstacles that we as an imprisoned population face continuously due to what I think is a lack of qualified educators with the expertise in this specific area that are willing to or even available to actually come down and teach our most impoverished communities whom have little to no access to these types of resources and training, helping us to learn basic vocational skills, further allowing our incarcerated class to now possess the necessary abilities to pursue a successful and sustainable career in this field of organizing nonprofits, benefiting our charitable causes, as well as helping our vulnerable communities. So as I began to learn more about the vast beneficial aspects and the successful implementation of the nonprofits through the guidance and direction of Ivan Kilgore, of course, it then became more apparently clear to me that having equal opportunity to the services provided by such nonprofits will allow us to be of maximum and productive service, not only to our incarcerated communities, but more importantly, in my view, reach out and educate our troubled youth who are more susceptible to a life of crime. Primarily, I believe this is true because of the absence of these forms of positive alternative programs, which I know a well-experienced nonprofit organization can certainly provide. For example, through a nonprofit, we can offer a host of viable options for our troubled youth to consider from, such as how to engage in public services, volunteerism, financial planning, and even exploring possible military recruiting options as an alternative for our more hardened gang-affiliated youth, basically providing practical job training relevant in today's job market. This, of course, will allow our incarcerated, formerly incarcerated, and disadvantaged younger generations the equal opportunities to pursue a prosperous and legitimate career, which their newly acquired skill set will have duly qualified. So in closing, my inspiration for exploring this fascinating idea, which was shared with me by Ivan Kilgore, of creating a nonprofit entity of this productive magnitude, was also born out of my hope in being of tremendous service and giving back to my communities with positive purpose to redeem and enrich our formerly incarcerated individuals' lives, which in turn will certainly enhance our society as a whole longevity-wise.